Today is Friday, June 5, 2020. This is the monthly U.S. Economics Monitor from Market Desk Research. The U.S. Economic Monitor is our go-to report for macro trends impacting U.S. consumers and businesses. The report is designed to distill the sea of economic indicators into the short list of key measures impacting the economy. Throughout the report, you'll find Market Desk's strategic outlooks, this month's calendar of events, and analysis on everything from labor markets to manufacturing surveys. This month's title, May Economic Data Rises as Investors Start to See the Depth of the Downturn. Section 1. Lagging Indicators. Economic data highlights gradual reopening. May economic data improved from April. However, economic activity remains at significantly depressed levels. May data reflects a staggered state reopening schedule, which makes it difficult to determine the trajectory of the economic rebound. Investors are just now starting to see the depths of the downturn. Labor data worsens. Unemployment stood at 14.7% at the end of April 2020 but is forecasted to surge to 19.8% by the end of May 2020. Unemployment by duration shifted dramatically over the past 1 year. 62% of today's unemployment population has been unemployed for less than 5 weeks as compared to 33% 1 year ago, as seen in Figure 5. Initial jobless claims have trended down since late March, but continued claims remain significantly elevated in Figure 6. The unemployment rate will likely remain elevated for a significant amount of time, which will be a hurdle for U.S. consumer activity. Vehicle sales plunge. Auto and truck sales rebounded last month but remained down significantly. May annualized total vehicle sales increased to 12.6 million from 9 million in April as seen in Figure 11. However, auto manufacturers face a tough recovery. Rental car companies, which represent a sizable amount of new car demand, have not returned to the auto market. Instead, rental cars are likely to be a double headwind for auto manufacturers this year due to lower fleet purchases and a surge of Hertz rental cars hitting the used market. Retail sales collapse. The breakdown of April retail sales by industry in Figure 8 shows how the COVID-19 pandemic hit various retailers. Restaurants were down 89% year-over-year, followed by sporting goods, clothing, and gas stations down 65%, 66%, and 49% year-over-year, respectively. Home furnishings saw growth, plus 13% year-over-year. Building materials were flat and electronics and appliances were less impacted, down only 10% year-over-year. Total retail sales fell 22% in April 2020. Section 2. Leading Indicators. Cloudy Economic Recovery. Consumer confidence remains down, but personal savings rate surges. Figure 1 highlights both the Consumer Confidence and Michigan Sentiment Survey stabilized in May after plunging during April. In contrast, the personal savings rate surged from 8% at the start of 2020 to 33% in April in Figure 15, which is most likely the result of shutdown orders. In a puzzling development, the consumer discretionary sector did not sell off dramatically during the COVID-19 pandemic as retail sales collapsed and consumer confidence declined in Figure 10. We suspect the high personal savings rate may be giving investors hope of pent-up consumer demand. However, weak consumer confidence represents a big hurdle for the sector. Business survey data remains weak. There is not much change in business survey data. The leading economic index remains highly negative in Figure 35, as does the Philly Fed outlook in Figure 37. Additionally, the NFIB Small Business Optimism Index dropped to 91 in May from 96 in April as seen in Figure 38. Capacity utilization down. The capacity utilization rate sat at 65% at the end of April 2020. For reference, it bounced around the mid to upper 70% range since 2010. We believe the capacity utilization rate will remain subdued as businesses go through the following phases. Restart, pause due to positive tests, restart. Wait for suppliers to send raw materials, restart. If capacity remains low and demand picks up, stagflation could be a big concern. Section 3. Inflation. Measuring the right goods and services. Inflation plunged across most metrics in April, and it is expected to remain subdued in May. The COVID-19 negative demand shock means less upward price pressure. Digging into the PCE goods data, gasoline dropped 19.4% month over month in April, while food and beverages rose 2.4% month over month in April. Consumers are not seeing the benefit of lower gas prices due to travel restrictions, and eating at home exposes consumers to more grocery store inflation. It is the same story in the PCE services data. Accommodations and transportation dropped 2.8% and 1.4% month over month in April, respectively. Unfortunately, consumers are not able to take advantage of either due to travel restrictions. The question has to be asked, is inflation data accurately capturing inflation right now? Prices may be down, but the consumer is not able to take advantage of the lower prices. Section 4. Housing. Can it lead the U.S. economic recovery? The U.S. housing market is uniquely impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Shutdown orders hurt existing and pending home sales as seen in Figures 19 and 20. Building permits in Figure 25, housing starts in Figure 26, and construction spending in Figure 27 all declined as well. Underneath the surface, the Northeast experienced the sharpest drop in housing activity, while the South and West held up the best. In our view, housing could lead the U.S. economic recovery. Refer to the May 29, 2020 Friday Strategist here for our tactical COVID-19 housing trade. Thanks for listening to this month's U.S. Economic Insights from Market Desk Research. Have a great day.